Does anyone hear Nina?
No.
I'll count to three. Let's all wave our hands at our ears or something on three, okay? One, two, okay. Three.
Now you need to unmute yourself, Nina. The sign.
So there had to be at least one problem, right? One problem.
But now it's perfect.
Yes. I was going through that whole rigmarole of just give me a minute. I'm getting set up on Facebook and, you know, whatever. So that was the only problem today, was that you couldn't hear me. But now you can, right? Everybody's good? Awesome.
We're good.
Awesome. Awesome. So starting a few minutes late, but not like yesterday. So I had much fewer tech issues. So that's good. Just forgot to turn on my mic. All right. So as I was saying, welcome to day three of the Inspired Leader Challenge. We have already covered on day one, your Inspired Leader role. And then day two, your Inspired Leader vision. And today we're talking about your Inspired Leader impact. Okay, your impact. And that is the difference that you're going to make, right, as an Inspired Leader. Hopefully after doing the homework, you've got a lot more clarity on what and who you want to lead and who you need to be to become an Inspired Leader. Now, as always, it's all about becoming a leader on the inside first, taking on the identity of an Inspired Leader, and knowing this person, this Inspired Leader, would combine their strong sense of purpose with their passion for something and then take inspired action. Your passion, your on-purpose actions, your inspiration becomes the magnet to attract others to your way of thinking, your cause, your movement, your calling, right? And again, I've said it before, no matter if you plan to only lead your friends and family, or if you plan to lead a global community, your ability to step into being an Inspired Leader and communicating your vision in words and actions remains key. Okay. Now it sounds easy to just step into that identity of Inspired Leader. And it really is. It's a decision, a choice to be that person and just start showing up as that person. But often we need to do the internal work to change from the inside first before we fully show up as the person we want to be, even a leader. So I wanted to just start out today by talking about that a little bit. And then I'm going to see if you guys had any feedback from the homework or any questions, and then I'll continue. But yeah, so it is a choice to just step into being a leader. But there is that internal work that often has to be done first before we can fully show up as the person we want to be and know we can be. That's where personal growth comes into play. There are so many ways to change and grow. And of course, I offer certified high performance coaching, and I combine it with inspired results coaching. So that's personal and spiritual growth. I do that because we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And I believe we have to address both aspects of who we are. But no matter what type of personal growth program you choose, whether actually it's a program or it's coaching with someone or whatever, do choose one. Choose to be on that journey, that path of personal growth, because it's going to make you a better leader. It'll make you a better person. I went to an event. Excuse me. My first event with Brendon Burchard was when he still had the, Expert Industry Association. And he had an annual meeting, and somebody invited me to it. And that was my first experience of Brendon. I had read one of his books at that point, but that was it. Excuse me. But in any case, he had a variety of speakers up on stage. Almost all of them were very successful authors. Some of them were marketers and other things. But what struck me, I remember so clearly to this day, was that each one of them got up on stage and was talking about, you know, how they became an expert and how they maintain that expert status and their influence and their ability to lead their audience. And each one would say, oh, last year I spent $100,000 on a mastermind. I spent, you know, $50,000 on a coaching program. I hired this other coach for $100,000. Yeah, over the course of the year, I spent $300,000 invested in me. And that, I've never forgotten that, because it just drilled home to me the importance of doing the internal work, the personal growth work, if you want to be a leader, if you want to succeed at anything, right? But these people were leaders, and they were going to others to help them move through their internal blocks, their old stories and negative thoughts and limiting beliefs. That's how they were staying out in front, leading others. So again, no matter what type of personal growth program you choose, choose one, because it will make you a better leader and a better person. And if you have resistance to stepping into being a leader, it's that internal work you need to do to rid yourself of the old limiting stories, the negative thoughts, and the unsupportive beliefs, because they hold you back from thinking bigger, from expanding your vision and leading more people, which is really our topic today. So I start today with that focus. Do the internal work, change from the inside out, and then you'll see your ability to make a difference expand. I often tell writers, you all know I work with a lot of writers, I'm often telling them, you know, if they have book projects that are related to creating change in any way, having an impact, making a difference in any way, could be with parents, could be in the schools, could be politically, any number of things, right? Environmentally. But if they are writing for change, I always say, first change you. First change you. Then you can change others or the world. But whatever is blocking you, that needs to get out of the way, because it's all usually up here in your head. And so you've probably heard me say, you know, I like to help people get from where they are to where they want to go. And the only thing standing in the way of that is you, but it's mostly what's going on in your head. So this is why we have to explore the old negative, limiting, and unsupportive beliefs, thoughts, and stories that hold you back, and then change them into affirmations. Reprogram your brain by repeating the affirmations to yourself aloud daily and visualize them as already true. So I wanted to just start off with that, and that, because I'm sure as you've been working through the homework, things have come up for you, your limiting beliefs and thoughts, right? So I'm going to take a break here for a second to open to see if anyone had anything come up while doing the homework. And then we're going to talk about a bigger vision. So would anybody like to tell me their experience after yesterday, you know, what thoughts after the last 2 days, after the homework, after anything I've said, and then we'll move on. Anyone?
I have a situation. I discovered that I really have two areas of focus. And I think my area of focus is sustainability, but there's three major areas in sustainability. One is the environment, two is people, and three is the economy. And I'm very interested in helping both the environment and people. I mean, I'm like equally driven. So I see that, but I don't see myself as being able to carry on two things at once.
Well, Cassie, they seem awfully related, right? So is it possible to be focused on that call, on the cause of sustainability, and to be working in more than one area of sustainability? Or do you feel like you really need to focus on one?
I feel like I should be working on it all, on the total overall picture, but then I feel like I'm going to be jumping back and forth, and I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. Well, so you said an important word. You said you feel like you should be focused on it all. If you take away what you think you should be doing and focus on what you want to be doing, what would you say? What area of sustainability, or all of it, or whatever, do you want to be focused on?
People and planet. I can't limit it any, you know, the environment needs people so badly. It's just incredible. And people need people who are advocating in their behalf. So I just can't put one above the other.
Right. So, but to have sustainability for the planet, we need to have people who are operating, like being sustainable, right? Doing the sustainable things, correct?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Therefore, it seems to me that that isn't two things, it's one. It's about engaging, enlisting people to do things that are create sustainability for the planet. Would that be right?
I can use that as a common thread, I think, and maybe the because the people portion is really advocating for the underserved and for the people who are oppressed and taken advantage of. But if I put my focus onto people, I might be able to work both in that way.
Right. Yeah. So does that give you more clarity? Does that feel more manageable for you?
Slightly. I feel like I still need to do something to winnow it down.
So what's the difference between sustainability with people and sustainability with the planet?
There is a tie. I mean,
sustainability. How do you describe the difference? When you say it's a split, how do you describe that?
Sustainability with people has a lot to do with social justice. And of course, with the planet, it has to do with keeping our temperature down to under 2 degrees Celsius above industrial age period.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand the word sustainability when it comes to social justice.
Well, economically, some people are taken advantage of, you know, like in other countries who are working in forced labor situation or child labor situations. Other people have lost their livelihoods and are about to lose their lives because of the environmental impact we've had from global warming. So that's where the sustainability is primarily interested in how business is impacting the planet and how business is impacting the people.
Okay.
And I think.
Yeah, so I get that.
I carry mine a little.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I think social justice is its own topic. It overlaps with people's sustainability, but it can be its own topic all by itself. And I think that's where I'm getting a mixed message feeling. You know, what can I do? I can't do. I need them both to be related. So perhaps I really need to look at people from the sustainability side and not so much from the social justice, which the social justice topics that are outside of the sustainability issue.
Right. So I think that's the clarity. Because to me, when you said, well, you know, because of environmental issues, people are losing jobs. Okay, now that's connected to the environment, right? But when you just talk social justice, we don't normally think about sustainability and environment. So I think, yeah, the clarity of how those two, the, you know, the work situations and how companies are dealing with environment, you know, and environmental sustainability, that makes sense to me. But you need to sit with it some more and, you know, definitely come up with that thread that runs through everything you do or want to do. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I muted a few people just because there was a little noise in the background. So if you're wanting to talk, you're going to need to unmute. Does anybody else have any comments or questions or concerns related to the last 2 days or to the homework? If so, just unmute. Nothing for anyone else? Ron, you're all good?
Okay, I'll jump in. It's involved in a little controversial thing, but you're getting me all motivated. The one thing with my background, 40 years in government, and I've been in Germany, I've been in Russia, I've been in Ukraine. And what really bothers me is that we import so much oil from Russia, hundreds of thousands of gallons per day, barrels rather per day, and are funding their effort and invading Ukraine, and the Ukraine people are dying. And what can I do? Like Kathy has concern about the environment, social justice. I have concerns too. So what I did, I contacted several congressional people and several senators, and politely both Democrats and Republicans. I've worked for both parties and just asked a question, why are we importing oil from Russia and funding this? We're doing everything else to say, oh, we don't support Russia and their invasion, but we're giving them billions and billions of dollars. The other thing I thought of today is that because my time in government, it's go the opposite approach. And today, after this class, I'll contact a local city council person who's been in government many times, because there's big risk in that and taking an unpopular stance, and recommend it that at the local level, we ask our mayors or city council to do legislation, pass an ordinance requesting that the president of the United States stop importing oil from Russia and let it start at the grassroots level, because it's a common sense answer. And today the price of oil has shot up to over 105. I think it's $113 a barrel. And the political people I know basically on one side is that they want to raise that price higher to $150 to $200 per barrel. And this way they think they'll get the environment, in fact, to have us get more electric cars and so forth. But I think that should happen as a natural way and not to let middle-class people suffer from high inflation. So I will work on my next step on just trying to get support at a local level and trying to move this issue forward, because some people are starting to pick up at it already, both Democrats and Republicans. So.
Well, that's awesome. Cassie even said she's going to take your lead because you're starting at the local level to make a difference, right? I don't know if this had anything to do with your vision. Was this part of your vision that you had yesterday?
I have. Cassie has two main areas of interest. I had nine. So this is one of them, and I'm going to take baby steps and get started. But what people don't know is that when you contact your elected official, it means a lot, because most people do not. They just don't. But I worked on the other side. And when a call comes in, it means that a lot of people are thinking that way. So it's really for us to be more proactive. And I don't care what your thoughts and beliefs are, but it's important to get your expression known to your elected representatives. That helps government to work.
Right. So I want you to go back to what we talked about yesterday with your nine areas, right? That some are just interests, as opposed, you know, you might be passionate about them, but there are only so many that you want to actually step up and maybe an inspired leader in them, right? And that's where you need to focus.
Well, the other thing is I'm on the board of Lake Erie Landlord association and on membership. And also I'm thinking about, I have a leadership role there, and how do I take this to go forward? And I've done some steps. We have a meeting coming up Thursday and doing some things that I haven't done before. So this is motivating me to approach things in a different way that I haven't done before, and helping my mind to expand and bring in outside resources to help us in efforts that we're trying to do. And I'm listening to people, I'm being complimentary to people also, and also helping them to think that, well, that they have that input and it's being listened to. So I'm growing through this process, but I'm taking baby steps on baby projects and still want to know what I want to be, like my ultimate vision. But I have a lot of tiny visions, and the tiny ones I can do, and I can do quickly.
So that's where we start. We start with the tiny ones, and you keep working on your vision, and you can go back to yesterday's meditation, right? And today we're going to do another meditation. I had another meditation come through me this morning, and so we will do another one, and maybe that will give you some more clarity. So thank you, Ron. All right, so I think we're just going to move on because I'm aware of the time and I don't want to hold you guys too late today. So the next step in this Inspired Leader Challenge is to re-envision your vision. So yesterday we worked on vision, but I want you to re-envision it at this point because I want you to think bigger. Okay, so that's what today is about, is how can you have a bigger impact? So I want to share with you, if it's okay, another guided writing that I did this morning. I asked my guides, why should we think bigger? Okay, I have this challenge and I said everybody should think bigger. Why should we think bigger? Why should we want more impact? Why should we imagine scaling our vision? And if it's okay with all of you, I'm going to read you that writing. Everybody okay with that? Yeah, okay. So here's what came through me when I asked those questions. We all think too small. We think we are not powerful, strong, able, skilled, educated. But within you, you have all you need. You are God individualized. Your supply of anything, whatever you need, comes from within, from the spark of divinity within, from source. Know this, really know this, and keep it in your awareness. Then get clear on what you need and desire, not want, and ask for that. See it as provided from the source operating within you. Thinking small does not serve you, nor does it serve humanity. Inspired leaders think big and they take big actions. Let me repeat that. I did not read that the way it was written. Inspired leaders think big and they take actions, small and large. Inspired leaders think big and they take actions, small and large, to make their large visions reality. Even if they fail, they impact more people than others, make a larger difference simply by attempting to go for the large vision, to create it. Think small, create small. Thoughts are creative, words are creative, your vision is creative. So think larger, speak larger, envision larger, and you will create larger beyond your wildest imagination. Marianne Williamson had it right. And I was asked to read a quotation from Marianne Williamson. And she wrote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And then they said, or what came through me, was let your large vision inspire you to action and know you are supported in more ways that you know. So I have to tell you that I just wrote down Reed Marion Williamson's quote, and I have it in a frame. Okay, it was over on my shelf. I didn't read it beforehand. I mean, I've read it before. But the fact that, that the first things I was told to tell you was about the fact that you have a divine spark within you and everything comes from within. And then to read here that you're basically the same, that, let's say it here. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not in some of us, it's in everyone. And then the bit about letting our light shine because we give permission to other people to do the same. And that when we're liberated from our fears, we liberate others from theirs. That goes back to the personal growth work, right? That I started with. And again, I had not read this recently. So the personal growth work is what's liberating us from our fear, right? And then the more we shine, the more we allow other people to shine. So I love this whole message. This is only the second time I've read it. I put it down and I brought it to you. So I'd like to take just a minute and see if anyone has anything they want to say about that guided message or Marianne Williamson's quote or any of that before we move into today's work. No? Just unmute if you do. And if not, we'll just keep going.
I just want to say that I just expanded my reach of what I'm going to do and not just work with this city councilman, but also with the mayor and also with mayor's association. I can expand my reach much greater. And I think when I look at anything that I attempt to do, I'm going to think on a much larger scale, because it doesn't take that much more effort to go on a larger scale. We have a lot of options. I mean, anyway, I'm just getting inspired. So I'm going to get in big trouble with what I do, but
you're not going to get in trouble. You're just going to have some impact.
Okay.
Good, Ron. Thank you. Okay. So with what Ron said, let's just dive in, because that really is the goal of today's challenge is to think bigger and to consider how you can scale your vision. How can you impact more people? So I told you that today I also, again, had a download of another meditation. So if y'all would bear with me for just maybe 5 minutes, let's again close our eyes and take 3 deep breaths. If you want to turn off your video while you do this, it's fine. It's not a long meditation. But close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. Make sure your feet are firmly on the ground. Uncross your arms. One more deep breath. Like yesterday, imagine your energy moving downward through your body. Down from your head to your neck and shoulders, through your chest and heart area. Down your arms and your torso. Down your legs, your upper legs, your calves, your feet, and down into the earth. Feel the energy moving through you, through the soles of your feet to the center of the earth. Down, down, down to the core of the earth, where the energy of Mother Earth enters your begins to flow back upwards, up, 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 in through the soles of your feet and up through your ankles and calves and knees and thighs, up through your pelvic area, through your stomach and torso, chest and heart, up through your hands and arms, through your neck, your face, and up through your head, and up, 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 until you experience the divine white light, which begins to now flow downward toward you, down, 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 through the top of your head, down through your face, your neck, your shoulders, your arms and hands, your heart and chest, your torso, your pelvic area, down through your upper legs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and feet, down, down, down towards the center of the earth, where the energy circles back around from Mother Earth. So just take one moment and feel the circular energy of Mother Earth and Divine Source flowing through you. Now I want you to bring to mind your inspired leader vision. If you've been with us for the last 2 days, then maybe it's the vision that you came up with during our meditation yesterday, the vision you saw yesterday. And if you weren't with us, let a vision come to mind, your vision of inspired leadership, the impact you want to have, who you'll lead, and how you will show up as an inspired leader. Take a moment to get a really clear view of that vision. Who you'll lead, how you'll lead, the difference you'll make, and who you will be. Now allow that vision to expand, to grow. Let it grow as if it's out of your control. In fact, let go of any desire to control the size, the impact of this vision. Let it organically expand and impact more and more people. Imagine it goes viral. That's organic, organic expansion. What does that look like? What is your cause, mission, calling, purpose now look like? How does it feel? And who are you being? What type of a leader are you in this expanded vision of the difference you want to make and can make and will make? Notice if you feel contraction when you see this bigger vision. Do you feel fear or stress or overwhelm? And if so, let that go. It doesn't serve you. Let it go. Instead, allow yourself to feel that passion within growing. Allow yourself to feel how this expanded vision allows you to fulfill your purpose at a greater level. See that. See yourself fulfilling your purpose. And see how each action you take, how you show up, is on purpose for you, aligned with your purpose, and filled with your passion. And from that place of purpose and passion combined, feel the inspiration you have to take action, inspiration to bring this to life. And ask yourself what one inspired action you need to take to be that inspired leader and create that larger inspired leadership vision. One action you need to take to make it all real and to step into that identity. Slowly become aware of your body in your chair. Take three deep breaths. Wiggle your toes and your fingers. And when you're ready, come back. And the first thing I want you to do when you open your eyes is to write down what that one inspired action is that you need to take to be that inspired leader and create that inspired leadership vision. Anyone want to share their experience or the action they're going to take? Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, you got me going. All right. So yeah, just from the councilman, and then I said I would be in contact with the mayor. I will also, and I can do all this within an hour. Honest to God, the impact is just saying think big. I will also contact an Ohio congressional member of Congress and suggest the same to his office and also indicate that I will volunteer. They need volunteer in this level. And instead of starting at something at the top, which I think Cassie was talking about, you know, there's two major areas. I'm starting at the bottom, but working my way up. And it's pretty easy to work your way up. It's pretty easy to get involved if you're willing to get off your butt and just put a little bit of effort into things. And again, a phone call, an email to elected officials means a lot. It truly does. Because I know I was on the other side and we would see them and say, oh my God, this is what we're hearing from, you know, our constituents. So you've got me rolling.
Awesome. Awesome. And so if you were going to go even bigger, Ron, what could you do to get other people, since the letters, the phone calls make a difference, right? What could you do to inspire or motivate more people to reach out to their local officials?
Well, before this call, I had a conversation with my tax accountant, and he told me I should run for office because I got him inspired. So I think when you really believe in something and are true and honest about it, but you have to be nice about it. You know, people get criticisms all the time, but there's not too many times that people come up to us and are saying nice things or saying, you know, thank you for doing this, thank you for doing that. And people are so obsessed with parties that I'm pro this and anti that person and stuff. No, it's an issue. We're all people. As I said, I spent time in NATO forces. I was in Germany. I was at Russia on business. I was in the Ukraine. And people are people. I mean, there's so much the same. When I first went to Europe, I was with a group of NATO soldiers. Nobody spoke English. It's my first night there. We were, you know, one guy took me to a beer tent, a big festival. We were drinking a few beers. Now, I'm older than dirt. So this is at the tail end of the Vietnam War. I'm sitting with these other soldiers and then figuring out that, yeah, we don't want to be in the military. You know, we miss our girlfriends back at home. We really enjoy each other's company, even though we come from different places. And then I'm thinking about, well, how is it if you're in Vietnam? You know, you got North Vietnamese and South Vietnamese. So what it is, it's young people that are shooting at each other and killing each other and don't even know why. It's like, wow, you know, there's just so much sameness about us, and not to be polarized on things, but just to be open on the true issues. We're all human.
So you have so much to share. So I'm super excited for you, and I can't wait to hear how you go out there and make this vision a reality. So thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Would anybody else like to share anything before I move on? Just unmute yourself if you do. Go ahead, Preeti. Is it Preeti? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm Preeti. Nina had attended Zoom calls by recording, and today is the live session which I'm attending. I am really inspired in many levels, because this is a time in my life where I had to find what is my mission. I'm an aspiring author, and just knowing what I'm getting into 60s, so I'm just wondering what exactly is my vision or my focus and what I can do for the world. So this small meditation which we did now gave me a broader vision of there is untapped positive energy in us, and this is what we have to give it to the world. And when we give that freely, openly to people, that creates ripple effect all over the world. People need love. People need positive impact in their life. They want to hear good things. They want to feel good things. And the best impact is to recreate myself in a way that people feel good to be around me. And that will create ripple effects to the other people. And that will again create a bigger energy level all around the world, especially now when times are hard. I mean, my heart goes out to any human being who is suffering. So it doesn't matter to me, caste, creed, color, nothing matters to me. It matters to the people who are suffering, and they need something to look upon. And this is a time each human being has to be for the other.
Right. So what I love about what you said, and I 100% agree, and it corresponds a bit with Ron in terms of both of you, when you speak, there's so much passion, right? And it's that passion for your purpose that people are going to feel. It's an energetic thing, and it will attract people to you. And it's going to make a difference when people come across you, encounter you, Preeti, they will feel it. They're going to feel it from you. And then they will be able, like the Marianne Williamson quote, you give them permission to feel that also and to share it in the world. And your book can come out of that. I don't hear that you don't have a purpose. I hear that you do.
Yes. Now you're making it more clearer for me, actually.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nina, for that.
Yeah. And when you said about recreating yourself, yes, that's this whole thing I teach about identity. We don't have to be the person we've been. We can choose who to be. And in that moment of choice, we actually can be it. Now, for some of us, we still need to work through, to do the personal and spiritual growth work that actually helps us to release the fears and the negative thoughts and whatever. But still, we can start in the moment you make the decision. You can start.
Absolutely. I'm totally with you.
Yeah. And I see that your book will flow so beautifully right out of this work.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here live today. I'm really appreciated.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else want to share? Okay, then let's move on, since it is a little later than I thought it would be at this point, but it's been a really great session and I love hearing from all of you. So I want you to consider now what it will take to make a bigger impact than you originally envisioned. So you have your inspired action that you wrote down after the meditation, and there'll have to be more inspired actions, right? All aligned with your purpose and your passion. But going back to what I started with, you have to really consider what's holding you back. Do you have mental, negative mental chatter that comes up as you consider taking your vision and enlarging it, right? Because that negative mental chatter is what's going to keep you back. And that is just your, they call it the reptilian brain, it's trying to keep you safe. Your brain is constructed in such a way that its job is this particular part of your brain. I think my Inspired Creator Community member and former one-on-one client, Elizabeth Micas, she is a neuropsychologist, I think is what it is. And she talks about it as the bottom brain. In any case, it's that part of your brain's job to keep you safe. And you would think that would be, well, okay, I see a rattlesnake, I'll keep you safe, right? No, it's not just that. It is also little things like you decide to change how you're showing up in the world and your brain says, no freaking way. That is scary. You might get judged. You might fail. You might not be good at it. Yeah. Don't do that. And it will continue telling you you're not good enough. You can't do it. You don't know enough. All those things. And you have to dismiss that part of your brain and say, you know, I hear you, but I got this. I've got this. I don't need your help right now. And you just go on forward and you do the affirmations and you do the visualizations and you work on yourself with a coach or in a program or whatever. And you move through all of that because it is your soul's calling that you step up into being a leader and the world needs you. Think of all the topics that have been discussed here. The world needs you, right? The world needs leaders. I said on the very first day, look around. The world needs inspired leaders, conscious, intentional, positive leaders. So you need to do whatever it takes to get rid of all that negative mental chatter and the old stories and the beliefs that are not serving you and helping you step up and lead. So I want to be sure that you're very clear on who you need to be to make the bigger vision a reality. Like, who do you need to be to have more impact than you even imagined? Can you be the same person that you described on day two? Right? Because on day two, we envisioned that. Who do you need to be? What does your brand of inspired leadership look like? As an inspired leader, who are you? How do you show up? But now you have a bigger vision. So does that person need to change? Does your identity need to be altered a little bit? Right? Because you probably can't be the same person to lead the bigger vision as a smaller vision. But it's important to begin at the end and work backward to create that result. So you have a bigger vision from today and you can work backwards from there. Who would I be in that moment? What kind of inspired leader would I be when my vision goes viral? When it organically expands, who would I be? How would I show up in order to lead that vision? And now work backwards. Who do I need to be today? Now, I've taught on this in the Inspired Creator that I really believe that we are too short-sighted when we set goals and we set them for the year rather than for our life. If you decide who you want to be at age 90, then you can actually start being that person today. And that's the same with this. If you're going to have a vision that expands, a vision of inspired leadership that expands and grows, it's time to start being the person who will lead that movement, that cause, right? Because that's who you need to be now, or at least be growing into that. If you can't be that person tomorrow or today, at least take those steps to be, you know, get clear on who do you need to be and begin to develop the habits, the mindsets, all of those things. And the last thing I want to talk about is that, as with most things, commitment plays a huge part in this. Are you committed to making a difference? Are you committed to your vision? Because if you're not, nothing's going to happen. And I would say consider this like self-integrity, which I talk about a lot, right? So we tend to make promises to other people and be in integrity with other people. We tell them we'll do something and we do. And then we tell ourselves something, we promise ourselves we'll do something and we don't. That is a lack of self-integrity. And when you don't keep your promises to yourself, you begin to lose self-esteem, to lose self-confidence, right? And that makes it all the harder to go forward and keep your promises to yourself and to make the difference you want to make. So if you always keep your promises to yourself, you will keep this one. So decide to be a person who has self-integrity. Decide that and commit to following through on your vision and being an inspired leader, and then you will do that. But if you don't have self-integrity, if you don't keep your commitments, you're going to forget about this vision and not take any action. So you must commit and you must promise yourself and you must keep that promise. And the last thing I'll leave you with before I talk a little bit, I told you at the very beginning, I am going to talk a little bit today about the Inspired Creator Community and our leadership sessions. But before I do that, and before I open for Q&A, I just want to say that you can start leading this vision today. Ron has already said he's going to spend an hour making phone calls, right? So you can start leading your vision today. So how can you do that? There is no time like the present, right? So what will you do today? Today. I want you to write down right now at least one thing you will do today. There is, Jack Canfield used to talk about the law of threes or fives, I think it was, I can't remember, where you do three or five things every day to move towards your goal. So we're going to just start with one today. You can write down three or five, it's fine. But that's the idea here. Commit and take action every day. So I will be sending out some homework that relates to the things we talked about today. And before I open up for Q&A, I just want to say, like I said, I was very transparent. This challenge is a prelude to the start of the 12 certified high performance coaching leadership sessions in the Inspired Creator Community that start on Monday, March 7th. Okay, so high performance coaching is a curriculum. We have 48 sessions that are bundled in sets of 12. In the Inspired Creator Community, we are on our last set of sessions. We have been at it. It will, by the time we're done, it'll be 2 years, and then we'll go back to the beginning and we'll start over. Why start over? Because you're a different person. You're a different person. So you approach the core sessions, the first set of 12, with a totally different perspective. But the leadership sessions are all about becoming a leader. And we talk about philosophy and how you need to show up and how you're going to lead and what you're going to lead and how you're going to scale it. And it's a perfect opportunity to explore leadership from a personal growth perspective. So you begin to move through whatever is stopping you from becoming a leader. Okay. The world needs leaders more than ever, every single type. And the only thing standing in your way is you. So you have to get out of your own way to become an inspired leader. You have to commit to being an inspired leader and doing whatever it takes to lead your movement and have your impact. So to do that, I believe you have to do the personal and spiritual growth work. So your thoughts, beliefs, habits don't hold you back any longer. So you have the courage to take the bold action towards making a difference. I know you wouldn't be here if you weren't called to lead on a soul level. So heed that calling. And that soul level, that purpose, that's the spiritual part of this, right? That's the spiritual aspect. And we want to acknowledge that while we're still working with our brain and our ego and our physical being, right? We have to encompass all of it. And that's how we get out of our own way. And it is time for you to get out of your own way, is it not? So I'd be honored and excited to continue. Some of you, like Ron and Suzanne, are already in the Inspired Creator Community. So I'd be excited to continue working with you. And if you decide to join us and you're new to the Inspired Creator Community, I would also be honored and excited to work with you and to help you make your difference sooner rather than later. So just very briefly, if you don't know about the Inspired Creator Community, I offer high performance coaching there twice a month. So that is it's a certification that I have. I've had it since 2015. It is a world-class results-oriented proven personal development or personal growth coaching program created by Brendon Burchard, who certified me. So we have two high-performance coaching sessions every month. We have one Inspired Results training. That is me or another expert talking about some aspect of personal spiritual growth. Usually it's more on the spiritual side. And it comes with a homework assignment. Also, the high performance coaching client sessions come with PDF homework assignments. And then there's also a live Inspired Results coaching, which is a combination of any personal or spiritual growth that questions that, you know, you bring them, I coach you, right? Any issues you're having, either on a personal or a spiritual level. So you have, I coach all the sessions myself. The only thing that is pre-recorded is the training, the Inspired Results training. Everything else is live, but recorded and archived in case you miss sessions. If you are a writer, you also get the bonus of the Nonfiction Writers University and the Nonfiction Writers University Master's programs. That comes with a 7-year archive of resources for you. And you get 2 author coaching sessions every month. So that brings it to 2, 4, 5 live sessions if you're a writer and interested in that aspect of it. If you're not a writer, you're going to be getting 3 live sessions and then the training. Again, I personally coach all the sessions, so you have many opportunities to work with me. If you have any questions about this, reach out to me. I'll give you a link to get on my calendar. Okay, actually, I'll just put that in the chat now. And while I do that, I want to just open it up to all of you to ask me questions about the challenge, about Inspired Creator Community, whatever. So we have a little bit of time left I can take, about another 15 minutes I think I have. So whatever questions you have, feel free.
Okay, two things. One, just for the new people, I just recommend the type of work with you. It's like for me as a car going to a gas station, getting gas. And for me, you know, we don't take care of ourselves, many of us don't, as well as we should. And so this has been very helpful to me. But I do have a question, because you talked about the confidence level that we put these invisible barriers up, that we don't think we can do things. And that's one thing in giving us tools to overcome it. But I'm thinking too, there's several other areas in my mind that I'm my own worst enemy. I mean, when you talk about self-integrity, then why is it that in my mind that I know I need to do something, but there's another voice in my mind saying, put it off or do it later. Or, well, I don't want to do this right now, but I'll do it tomorrow. So even though I know common sense, I should do it now, something in my mind is telling me not to. And it's the same thing with food. You know, why am I going after food that's not healthy, that tastes so good to me, and not just staying healthy all the time? And I usually eat healthy, but oh my God, it's like a little devil comes in my mind at night, you know, oh, I got to get these cookies or this pizza or this ice cream. So why am I fighting myself? You know,
because so there's a few things at play. One could be, because you said things I should do. It could be that the things you should do aren't things you really want to do. And so all of us, it's our natural tendency to not do what we don't want to do, to put it off, to procrastinate, whatever, right? So that's number one, very practical. Right. Then, of course, you have, if it's something new, different, hard, scary, your brain is going to say, don't do that, do something else. And it's going to distract you with something else. Right. And then we, of course, have the true desire to do things, like, you know, sometimes for me, writing a book or a blog post, we have the desire to do it and we feel inspired, but it feels hard. It feels scary. And that's where we need to learn how to move through our fear of showing up, of putting ourselves out there, whatever it is, right? So that's the, you know, that's where your brain, again, is saying, no, you could get judged, you could be criticized, you might not know what you're saying, you know, you might not have anything to say, all of that, right? And beyond that, it's often a lack of self-integrity and discipline. You know, from a high performance standpoint, there's a lot of just build the habits, right? Just make a decision, do it differently. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. What I have found though, is when and I know you've heard me talk about this, Ron, because you have been in the Inspired Creator community. And by the way, thank you for the little testimonial, but sometimes it really is just making the decision about who you want to be. I want to be a person who always eats healthy. So look, this morning, I'm trying to do intermittent fasting 3 days a week or 4 days a week, right? And today should have been one of those days. And I got up and I was like, nah, I'm going to have toast and my chai tea. And because that's how I feel today, right? And so that's me not showing up as the person I want to be. And so we have to decide every day. And that is a discipline. And it is a matter of self-integrity. Now, of course, I can do my intermittent fasting tomorrow because I'm not doing it every day. But that's also my mind making excuses. Oh, you can do it tomorrow. Right? And here's the last part of it, Ron, which I'm glad I remembered because I was thinking this when you asked the question and then it went out of my head. We like to remain comfortable. So in the Inspired Creator community, when we do the set of 12 sessions called the Charge sessions, which are based in Brendon Burchard's book, The Charge. When we do those sessions, we talk about three types of lives. You can live a caged life where you feel stuck and backed into a corner with no way out. You think you've tried everything and nothing helps and it's everybody else's fault and not yours. That's a caged life. Or we can read a comfortable life. And a comfortable life is where things are pretty good. You know, like in your case, I'm retired and I got my partner and I got my things I do and, you know, I'm pretty happy, but I know there's more. I know there's something more for me. And it's that little thought in your head that keeps, you know, kind of knocking on your shoulder going, Ron, you could do more. You could be more, right? And then it's our tendency to go, yeah, but I'm comfortable. I'm living the comfortable life. I'm comfortable. I'm happy. Why would I rock the boat? And then there comes a point when being comfortable is uncomfortable because we really do know that we could do more. But it's a big leap to move from comfortable to charged, to a charged life, because it's a lot of change. And when we, part of the charge sessions is about, well, most of it is about activating our human drives for creative expression, for contribution, things we're talking about here, right? And when we activate those drives, things change. And our comfortable life becomes a charged life where you're operating on, you know, you're firing on all cylinders. You got all this stuff going on. You got new things. You know, you're excited. You're passionate. You're excited to get up every day. You always talk about being a kid in a candy store. That's what it's like. Oh, my God. Like, what am I going to do today? Right? And that's the life we want to lead. It really is. But we have to get out of our freaking way to do that. And we have to dismiss that part of our brain that says, no, just stay comfortable. Comfortable's good. Right? And so that's a lot of it, Ron, is the being stuck and comfortable. And you have to get yourself unstuck from there and make the decision to activate some of your human drives, which in this case, we're talking about contribution and creative expression and connection with people, all of those things, right? And so actually deciding to step up and be an inspired leader or to do the things that you know you need to do, right? Not a should, but yeah, okay, I need to do that. These are things that have to happen. I may not want to do them. I know I should do them, but I'm going to be the kind of person who does that and gets it out of the way. That's already a move into the charged life. Because as long as you have things hanging around that you know you should do or need to do and you're not doing, you're weighing yourself down. So that was a very long tirade there. So did that answer your question, Ron? Are you more confused? Was it helpful?
No, this is very helpful. Very, very helpful. You're exactly right, because when you postpone, it does weigh you down. I don't want to be weighed down.
Right. Awesome. Other questions? Comments? No? Everybody's good? All right, Suzanne had to leave. Any questions about the Inspired Creator community or about stepping into your leadership role? Filling your purpose? No? We all good for today?
I'll just say one more thing, just being involved with the Inspired Creator community, because I have to touch base so often. And if I say things, I'm being held accountable, because now the next time I'm online and some of you guys are there, I better do something. I better not postpone. I better get going right on what I said to do and have that done, because this helps me stay accountable. It really does.
Thank you, Ron. Ron, just for everybody's, you know, I'm sorry Suzanne left because she would have chimed in, but what kind of a difference has it made for you to be in the Inspired Creator community? Like what results have you seen? What difference in your life or your outlook?
Oh my God. I mean, being retired, I'm doing a lot. I mean, I review films for the Cleveland International Film Festival I'm on the board of the Lake Erie Landlord Associations. I'm vice president of our homeowners association. I'm involved in the city, Cleveland City Club. We have 16 grandchildren, so I play around with them, or they play around with me, tie me up and put me in jail. They like that, or have me play monster. So, I mean, I live and I get involved in silver sneakers. That's real important too, just keeping the body active. So I do.
So
that.
How has the Inspired Creator community supported you in all of that?
It's making me think to be active. I mean, so many people I know, they retire and then they just start to go down after, you know, they think they're on vacation for 3 months, 6 months. I mean, it's the greatest thing in the world. And then they're not active. They don't reach out. They don't know how to reach out. But you have to be daring. You have to step out forward. I mean, I hated going into a class. I didn't know anybody at all. It was terrible at first, but that's what everybody goes through. And then you meet people, more outgoing, I think less fear. My imagination's opening up more to do more, building more confidence, getting more feedback from people, and learning how to start taking small steps, but sometimes some very big things happen.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I just see a world of opportunity. It just opens up my mind. It keeps me going physically. I'm just excited. So I'm excited about the rest of the day today. You guys got me all pumped up.
Ron is always so excited after our sessions. It's great to see Ron. And I think, you know, what I see in you is that you have so much more clarity about what you want to do and how to go about it. And I see you taking action, and that's amazing. So thank you for sharing.
Welcome.
Okay. Any other questions about today or the leadership challenge or stepping into being an inspired leader? No? Okie dokie. Then we will call this challenge a wrap. I appreciate all of you being here live or watching the replays, either way. And there will be another homework assignment that will be posted both in the Facebook group and emailed to all those who registered for the challenge. So thank you so much. It is only because of you that I get to do my work in the world and to have an impact. So thank you for being part of my world, part of my community, and allowing me to do my life's work. So thank you, and go out there and become inspired leaders. Take action today. Take the action you wrote down. That is your first action, okay? And be an inspired leader and make and create some inspired results. Thank you all so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you.